Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM. Dublin Delish.
98FM. I love that. And we're having a little date right now.
Yes,
the
we are.
Three of us, because producer Russell is here for
Hello.
Dublin Delish.
We're a truffle.
Only when it comes to food.
Absolutely. Isn't that the only entire purpose of it? It's so you don't have to split the chicken between two people.
Oh, smart.
That's
God.
Absolutely. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome to Dublin Delish, your weekly little feed of something delicious going on in the world of food in Dublin City and beyond. Mm-hmm. And actually, we're going a little bit beyond today. We're off to Japan.
Oh.
Okay, we're not, because we're staying in the studio. And we're kind of also off to Marks & Spencer. So you will have seen, I'm sure, the story in the last week or so about Marks & Spencer's launching their limited edition strawberry and cream sandwich.
Yes.
And this is like, it's very visual, okay? So I'll try to paint it as much of a picture. It's a sandwich with cross-section of strawberries going down the middle. It's a sweetened bread, a sweetened cream, and strawberries on the inside. Gorgeous. Now, caveat, it's only available in Great Britain. I was up north yesterday and I went into two Marks & Spencers to try and get it and they weren't available. They didn't even have tickets on the signs. That's a no.
It's gone.
It's not even in. It's never been in the north or the south.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Wow.
Now, I do believe there is plans for an Irish version in the mix, but we'll wait and see about that. So it got me thinking, where in Dublin does them?
Okay.
Because these are trendy, these are popular, and there's actually places like in the likes of London where you're getting only these types of sandwiches. Like, and you know, it's all about the Instagram and the TikTok. It's very visual, as I said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when you do like open up a box of it, I have one here. You see this gorgeous cross section. Now, the strawberry I went to a place called Hi Gaga Bubble Tea, which is on O'Connell Street Upper. A small little spot, mainly specialising in bubble teas, but of course this kind of very much goes well with the fruit sandwiches.
Yes.
The one I have here has strawberry, grape and kiwi fruit in it.
Mm. Yummy.
And the bread that is wrapped around is called a shaku pan, which is a Japanese milk bread. So kind of similar to a brioche, but not as sweetened and as buttery.
Okay.
In particular.
Okay.
So it looks like that.
Is it, because I'm looking at it now and it looks to me like a sponge cake, that kind of cake.
Very like it. Now, here's the interesting thing. Okay. I haven't tried this yet. I wanted to try it with you. This is the fun thing.
We're doing a live taste test.
We're doing it live. So one bit strawberry, one bit grape and kiwi. What would you prefer?
You're going to want the strawberry.
Yeah.
I knew she would. Yeah, I'll be the gentleman. Yeah.
There you go.
You.
There's a spoon there for you.
Oh, Russell, this is such a great day.
This is for you.
It's beautiful.
It's really very gorgeous.
Very compact, like you said, very aesthetic as well.
Yes, it is. So it is, it's a very interesting kind of idea. The history of these, they go back into like the kind of 50s and 60s in Japan in particular. You'd often buy these in shopping centres where it's kind of like a bit of opulence, a bit of, you know, something special, something expensive. Strawberries are actually considered a bit of a luxury in Japan, Japanese cuisine as well. So
when
having
I was
something
a child,
like this, it's this.
A strawberry was my favourite food of all time.
Really?
Yeah, that was my favourite.
While you try yours, Russell, I will say it's kind of like, you know when you go to an all-inclusive resort in Spain or somewhere like that and you see the dessert table and it's all pretty much tastes the same and it doesn't really have any sort of flavour.
Mm.
It has the look of that, but actually it tastes pretty damn good.
Mm.
Is it shaku pan?
Mm-hmm.
That is really, really, it's not, you look at it and you think, oh, it's going to be a bit fakey.
I thought it was going to be really sweet, but it's actually not that sweet. Mm. It's enough sweetness because obviously the cream and the strawberries are giving you that sweetness that it's a lovely contrast then.
Yeah. If you love a dessert, but you love a light dessert, because some people by the end of a three-course meal, you kind of go, oh God, I'm stuffed. I couldn't even touch dessert.
And that is the thing about that bread, because it's not like a heavy, dense sponge. It's actually very light to enjoy as well. It's really, really nice. I just had a bit with a grape and the kiwi there. Two of my favourite fruits there as well.
What's at a price point are you looking? Because I saw your version, which you have.
Yes.
Is the full version.
This was, let me check my Revolut. it was seven. Seven
euros,
$7.99 for this. So it's pricey enough for what it is, but you have to make these fresh. The thing about fruit, it's like when you make a tomato sandwich.
And just as
well, will go soggy otherwise, so you have to have them fairly fresh.
To kind of give a context on the size of it, like we're talking maybe like just over maybe a size of a fist?
Pretty much, yeah. Like if you imagine a burger box.
Yes.
It will fit the burger box quite chunkily. You can split this between two people, have a half each, and it's very, very good. Mm. And the cream is like a whipped cream. They often add a bit of sweetness into that as well. The M&S version is mixed with creme fraiche and I think it's whipped cream just together, so it's a bit of bitterness and a bit of sweetness there as well. Okay. So
nothing wrong with a trip to Marks and Sparks, as we were saying earlier on. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to do something like this, you're always going to want to go a little bit fresher.
Yeah.
And something like that.
And go to somewhere that's authentically making it as well.
So are you saying to me that the places that do bubble teas and stuff like that, they're all kind of leaning into this, or is it just one or two places?
I tried to do a bit of research of a few places. Sorry. Speaking on the radio with my
Russell
mouth.
Russell is loving his recommendation today.
I am, I'm sorry. But I've looked at about four or five different places around the city. This is the only one that I can get it in. They are on the likes of Deliveroo, but you can't actually get it delivered. You have to go there to O'Connell Street to do it. Okay. So it's worth trying it. They had other versions there. They had a banana version there. They had grape. They had a fruit. I think it could have been a passion fruit type of thing or some kind of plum type of thing. There was one or two different ones there. And obviously the strawberries are the most popular. But that is a recommendation. The place again is Hey Gaga, H-E-I-G-A-G-A, Bubble Tea on O'Connell Street.
Thank you, Dublin Delish. Russell, you are as good as gold for bringing us in something to taste.
Thank you.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.
Now, Paul, you live in a beautiful house with your husband, Eddie, but tell me this. Any good at the DIY around the house?
Don't even know what those letters mean. Having to breeze.
So if there was a job to be done in your house, I'm presuming Eddie's taking the lead?
Yeah, I look at the hammers, I look at the drills. Now, he was given out, right, because we've only moved into our house in the last 2 years, right? So when there was stuff to be done, I'd look at it and go, that needs to get done, that needs to get done. And he'd go, and who's going to do it? Yeah. And I'd go, well, it's not going to be me. And eventually then he said, well, I haven't got a drill. So I said, well, do you know what I'll do? I am so good at the DIY. No, sorry. I'm so good at going out to buy things for the DIY. So I'll throw money at a problem.
Okay.
So I bought the drill to bring home. Like, so that's my DIY.
That's your contribution to it. You buy it, he does it. I think that's completely fair.
He's in the car now, so I know he's listening as well.
Good morning, Eddie. apparently, one in ten Irish adults completely avoid DIY. I'd be a bit like you as well. I would rather throw a bit of money at it, get someone proper to do it. Because only for the pure and simple fact that I'd be afraid I would do it wrong.
We were talking about putting up a mirror, right? And Pat, our boss, said, would you not get those sticky things that put up the mirrors? They don't hold, like, they wouldn't hold my emotional support. Never mind a mirror on the wall.
And also, I'd be quite superstitious with a mirror. If that thing smashed, 7 years bad luck. Yeah. I'd be convinced of it. This is according to new research from Gallagher. They also found that twice as many women as men like to opt out of a DIY task in the home. Yeah, I would.
It's even like changing the tire of a car. If my tire goes flat, I am just sitting there and waiting. Or I'm going to phone the people from the insurance company and say, can you come get me?
Yeah, be like, I can't do this, please.
Or like Eddie.
I love a home equivalent to that as well. Well, you kind of, well, I suppose if you're a homeowner, it's all for you. A handyman, but getting onto a handyman, please do that. I can't, the amount of times now where something's gone wrong in an apartment that I've been in or whatever, where I've just rang someone. And it's probably a job, if I looked into it, that I could do myself. Mm. But like, it's the effort, number one, and the fear of doing it wrong and blowing up the place.
Yeah, it's the fact that I'm afraid about nailing something into a wall and then all of a sudden a pipe bursts and I'm grounded.
Yeah.
And then like the whole house is just up in flames or something.
Or the whole wall just like disintegrates.
And that's something that I definitely would do. I'm clumsy in general life, so I know that if I said to myself, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to nail this picture to the wall. Yeah. I'd nail my finger to a wall instead.
Okay, please don't do that. I feel like it's something I would like to be better at, but I don't know how I kind of get there, because also you mentioned about going out and buying the tools for DIY. Mm-hmm. So expensive, but also half the tools that you buy you probably won't even need. Fingers crossed, obviously, but it is something I would like to be actively better at. Now, that's not me putting a jinx on my apartment to say I want loads of things wrong so that I can fix everything, you know? But if it was to come to it, I would like to be able to do it.
Ken in Kilbarrack has texted us in already and said that his wife is a master at changing plug heads while he wouldn't have a clue. I didn't know you could change a plug head.
Neither did I. Is that not a job of like just getting an adapter?
I was just going to say, it's like getting the adapter and just using the adapter.
Oh, I do that. See, again, finding the simple solutions to what might be DIY.
Now, do we sound absolutely demented? Are we some sort of like Gen Z? No, we're not Gen Z.
No, do you know what it is? Do we sound lazy?
Yeah. Or are you on the same wavelength as us? Please, God, say you are. 087-798-9898. Please send us a text or a WhatsApp voice note. Yeah. Even better. And stick on our side. Be lazy. Leave it to the significant other or handyman.
Exactly. Tell us what the everyday tasks that you cannot do are, just to kind of make us feel better about ourselves, I think.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.